This is my worst nightmare.
I actually can't think of anything worse.
This is beautiful. Beautiful spec, great color.
I'm not letting you buy this. Let's not
rush into it now. Jeez. Here we are, baby. Welcome back to the vlog.
So, where are we going?
We are off to do a bit of car shopping. I think I've said this before, but when I'm in UK, as you can see, I'm always driven in Dubai. I'm always in the back. Driving in Dubai is genuinely stressful. So most of the time I just sit in the back, do some work, make some calls. And yeah, that's day-to-day occasion when we go abroad. I'll rent out some nice supercars, some nice sports cars, have a little bit of fun, zip around. So at the moment, all the cars that I own are all cars that's in the back. But today, I'm buying my first ever supercar. Well, I might be buying. We're stopping off at one place, then we're gonna go check out a few other spots as well, see what can be done, how quickly it can be done, because there is, for example, one specific car I want, but it'll take 3 to 4 years. And unfortunately, I don't have that time because I need a car in 1 year exactly for a very special event that I'm very excited for. And actually, it might even be a cool opportunity for us to hang out and spend some time around some cool cars, but I will tell you a little bit more about that at the end of the video.
I guess
we have to wait until the end to talk about it, but there's not many people who buy a car knowing that they're gonna slap on an aggressive amount of miles pretty quickly, so.
It's only 1,500 miles, 1,000 miles.
Yeah, so I guess that kind of changes things, no?
No, it's fine.
Look, I feel as a listener, the cars you want to drive for a quick 30, 60 minutes.
I have to
consider a few other things with this purchase, you know, like
such as
like the health of my back.
Oh really? I'm on a money routine.
I don't want smoke, I want cream. Making a habit out of this, huh?
What, buying cars?
Yeah.
This will be what, the third one in 6 weeks?
It's ridiculous.
This is where I talk him into this.
Yeah? But bro, you know I'm not a Lambo kind of guy.
That's gonna change.
Bro, what the f-
This is all gonna change.
Oh god, this is my worst nightmare.
I actually can't think of anything worse.
Have you driven one before?
Yeah.
Was it rock hard seats?
Yes.
These have got comfort seats.
Really?
I know, you would.
These are comfort seats?
It. Yeah, you would.
Whether you share the driving or not, it's just as uncomfortable in the passenger seat as it is in the driver's.
This is unbelievably comfortable. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci
gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. I need my tracksuit. What else we got?
Well, this is the one. Or you can go super low and get an STO.
An STO?
Yeah.
No, not that thing.
Yeah, that's...
No, no chance.
No, you don't want that. It's the most comfortable thing ever.
It's so ugly. Why would anyone buy this?
I mean, listen, I get it if you're on track days, right? This is a good track day car, but like, day to day... Take a
dive, put away my pride. You tell me, this is a nice car.
Yeah,
it is.
What's wrong with this? If you're like 60.
Nah.
What? How?
I mean, yeah, it's nice, but you're in your 20s.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, but I have a Phantom, bro. I'm an old man, you know.
This is beautiful. Beautiful spec, great color, nice interior, drop top. I'm sure the CarPlay in here is nice.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great.
Ah, I can get it nice and comfy on this one.
I'm not letting you buy this.
I'll buy that, I'll go half with you, if you go half with me on a Bentley.
Oh, no!
Oh, God!
Wait, let me just check my date of birth. No, I'm sorry, this is not gonna happen.
Bentleys are sick, I don't know what you're on about.
Okay, I'll consider it.
Okay.
If you want something that's got performance, sort of the Lamborghini drama of V10 or V12, you want 5 seats, big boot space, this is the car you buy.
You know what? I think this is probably the only Lambo I'd own.
Own?
Yeah, like this is probably the only Lambo I'd buy. I have no use for it, but...
It's because you haven't been in an event at all.
I have.
Have you?
But just not driven it. I don't think it really fits into car rally, to be honest. How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. Be honest. He's not here.
Be honest?
Yeah.
It's... You won't drive it. I know you.
Yeah.
But I will. What do
I
you
think
feel?
Realistically, for me, it has to be a Porsche, maybe a Ferrari. I'm just so aggressively against Lambos.
Hey, it works.
Does it?
Yeah.
You know all I need now?
Lamborghini.
A Bentley.
No.
now's a good time for me to explain why I actually need my first supercar. So as you guys know, I don't do any in-person events. I don't do keynotes, speeches. I get so much that comes across my table. This is the first thing in so long that actually interested me, and that's because I know how incredible of an entrepreneur John is, and I know that this is just gonna be such a cool chance to meet so many of you guys, spend a week together. So now is probably a good time to actually unveil what this is. So maybe you want to tell them a little bit about the magic that you've created with Modball.
But basically, the Modball has been around for 17 years. It's like the craziest week. It's like a rolling festival. Last year it went to the Monaco Grand Prix. This year is Ibiza. But next year, we're taking it back to the Monaco Grand Prix because it's so incredible. In the past year, what I've seen you do on YouTube and your social media and your businesses is like incredibly impressive. And long story short, we're partnering up for next year's event. Iman's going to bring his entire like media side of things, all that kind of stuff, and we're going to bounce ideas off for all the parties and events. Because I know that you like to party every now and again. So yeah, we're basically joining our brains together to create the most epic Modball in 18 years.
So for most of you guys, this will be a cool opportunity for me to take you through the journey of buying my first supercar. It's going to be a super cool week. We're going to be touring all the way through Europe and ending off in Monaco for Grand Prix. And Monaco Grand Prix is one of the probably 5 to 10 events a year that everyone wants to go to, and no one can do it right. And not only that, but be there with 100 plus other people that have the same interests in you, have the same likes as you. And it's not just that, but a week of traveling with people. I mean, that's one way to bond, and you're definitely going to leave with a very special connection with all the people who attend. It's good you mentioned that, because obviously we're opening up 150 slots, but for the hundreds of other thousands that watch this but unfortunately, you know, don't have the financial means to attend this yet. And by the way, this is something that can be aspirational. You guys can actually come, and we'll make it known where we're stopping off in which cities, and you can basically come and see 150 incredible supercars. Speak to the owners. I'm sure that if you ask the owners of these supercars, hey, what did you do? How did you end up in this position? You know, can you tell me a little bit about your story? You know, you're gonna end up meeting so many interesting characters along the way. So,
and one of the things I've always wanted to do on Modball, because we have like a great Gatsby party during the week, and in Monaco we can have a charity ball, and I would love to raise $1 million somehow for charity.
So a little bit about how you can get involved. Bear in mind, it will be application process. Listen, this is similar to any serious business mastermind. Of course, we're gonna have a ton of fun, we're gonna raise a bunch of money for charity, we're gonna have lifelong experiences, but at the end of the day, we need to make sure, and this is very, very important, we need to make sure we safeguard who comes, the caliber of people to come, because at the end of the day, we're spending a week together. So for us to dedicate a week of our life and interact daily with all of the attendees, we want to make sure that we have the highest caliber people there. So there'll be a link below where you can apply. The cost is $9,950 per person, minimum of 2 people in a car. And John, maybe you can tell them what that actually includes.
Yes, that includes all the hotels, the entire experience, all the events. Doesn't include alcohol, obviously, but yeah, it includes absolutely everything. Car displays, all the stickers on the cars, everything that goes along around it. And then the final part of it is that we've already put together the final party on top of Nikki Beach. So not only do we get to experience the Monaco Formula One Grand Prix as a group with a big party, but we're overlooking the hairpin and the yachts at the same time.
That's probably the best place you could be for F1 Grand Prix.
100%. The question is though, how are you doing it?
I think we need to go to Ferrari next. And that's about it. I'm very excited to see some of you guys next year. Spend a week driving together, creating some amazing memories, and top it all off at Monaco F1. Alright, so in London now, off to Rolex dinner for their top clients. I will see what I can record, and if I can get anything for you guys, then yeah, I'll show you some of the new pieces. I hop on the phone, turn the music up, got in my zone. Drunk texting, I should probably Supertron. Had to do wrong, order to do you right. You gotta go through it, order to give advice. It's the price of the lady night. So guys, it's the next morning on from the Rolex event. We are currently on the way to Farnborough Airport, where we came from yesterday. The funny thing about Patek is they're not gonna be like, oh, and then we take the jet to Geneva, but it's at Farnborough Airport, which is only a private airport, so I think we're going back on a jet, I think. Or they may have just told the Wizz Air to come to Farnborough, so we'll see. But yeah, anyways, it's early morning, off to go to Geneva, to go around the factory, to get a little tour of the historical buildings, and see some of the new pieces, so I'm very, very excited for this one. To be honest, as you guys know, Patek is, outside of even watches, I'd say is probably my favorite brand on earth, so
9:30, the car missing. No text backs or call misses. I feel like we all victims. Docs is getting long. Drunk testing, I should not do Patron.
So what are we doing?
Well, Amara planned activities, and then the worst fucking activities on earth. Look at it. Segways, and you have to wear a helmet, apparently.
Okay, I can feel how bad it is.
We got clay pigeon shooting, except it's fucking laser. This is pathetic.
Amara took an L here.
Amara took a fat L. Okay, so just drive
just on. Just go over them, all the way around. Yeah, that's it. And then you've got to go around the pole, all the way around on the second one. Come through here for the second lap.
Pray you get that job in Tampa. That's only 4 hours away. Take a car, take a plane, baby, whichever is faster. Oh, whichever one is in a hassle.
Watch, you see bullseye?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
The winners on the laser clay shooting, team one. Yay. Close. The winners on the archery, team one.
Yeah.
The winners on the segways, team one.
Too easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, a clean sweep. Oh.
You can't do it like team one. Let's go.
I am late because I come bearing gifts.
Oh. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Lots of gifts. Oh.
There's like actually like shit tons of gifts.
Oh, oh shit! Oh my god! Oh, no.
Me, myself, and I, and I'm sure, you know, maybe some of you guys have brothers or sisters, but maybe you felt a little alone and you felt like, you know, maybe you didn't have your tribe or the people that had your back no matter what. You know, as you mentioned, the people who you know you'd go to war with. I always say this, I think loyalty to me is such a big thing, and I think I know from the bottom of my heart that we all have each other's back, and I know from the bottom of my heart that we would all go to war for each other, and that's why, you know, it's, listen, we do some incredible things for our customers, for our community, for the kids in Nepal, but like, I can tell you out of everything, for me, the most incredible thing about this company is having family, and you guys genuinely are from the bottom of my heart, best family I could ever wish for, so I just want to say